Okay, if everyone would like to turn in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, it's right in the middle, chapter 53. For those of you who don't have Bibles or have Bibles in the pews, and I would encourage you, as always, to bring your own Bible, BYOB, and the reason for that is, though, that you can make marks, take notes, make doodles, if you will, in your own Bible, not in our church Bible. Also, what we've done is we've put our scripture today in the bulletin on the front page. It's there. The reason being is that I've been preaching on Isaiah for a while now, and I've been preaching on Isaiah 53. This is my second sermon on this chapter. I want to thank you for putting up with me to preach on one chapter three times. This will be the second. The last time will be next week on Easter. Before I jump in, want to make a couple of quick announcements. You'll find in your bulletin this flyer for a gospel workshop concert thing happening next month in May. And we have a gospel choir ministry at this church. A few people have been saved from that ministry, and we believe it's God's work, and this is part of that ministry. So if you know Japanese folks who like to sing, like music, or just are into a good time, please invite them to this. Also, for those of you who haven't heard, next week is Easter. So please get your hearts and minds ready. And for us in the International English Service, we will be providing lunch to our Japanese members of this church, and would invite you to come at, I think, 9 o'clock is the first group who will be making the stew. And I think 10:30 is the second group who will be making the salad. And we'll be talking about dessert after today's service, I think. So just keep that in your mind. And for those of you who haven't heard yet, there you go. There's your information. For those of you who are new, and nice to see your faces, welcome back to Daniel and his family, and welcome to Mark and his family. I'm Chris, one of the pastors here, and I've got 5-10 minutes to give you something from the Word, so praise the Lord. We're in Isaiah chapter 53. I usually like to read all of it, but for the sake of time, we're going to zoom in on just a couple of verses. We're going to look at verse 5 and verse 6, and as is my custom, I'd like for us to read it together. So, let's read verse 5, verse 6 of Isaiah 53 together. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The very words of the Lord. Amen. This message I'd like to preach to you today is not just for today or this week. I want this message to really hit you on Friday. This Friday is what we call in Japanese Sei Kinyobi, Holy Friday. I don't know what it is in Spanish. But it's a big day. It's the day that we celebrate or remember the crucifixion of our Lord. And I want you to remember this message when you wake up in the morning. Hopefully, it'll be that good. But I don't know. I want to bring you to the cross today. I want to make it somewhat vivid to you. I want to inspire in you worship to our Lord on Friday, not just today. I want you to remember the cross, and I want you to just thank Jesus for what he did on our behalf at the cross. We heard many things today of how Jesus meets our needs personally, practically, day by day. And I love that. That's one of the most important things about our service. I don't think you get that at many other churches during the service itself. The major portion of it is people just talking about how God loves them and shares from the Word. I just love that about our church. But I want to give you something from the Word about how God did something for all of us in the biggest way, and the reason why we have a testimony. And that is because of this cross that I stand under. That is the reason why we're here. That is the reason why we can testify. That is the reason for the title of our message, His Hurt, Our Healing. When you come to religion, many religions will tell you about God and how to find God. Some religions will tell you to look around. He's all around us in nature. You can see him in the trees, and you can go to the so-called power spots and meet God there. Other religions will tell you, no, don't look out, look in. God is within you. There is a spark of life and the spark of the divine inside of you. And if you search deep enough, somehow you're going to find how you are holy. Christianity is different from all other religions in that it says it's not out there, it's not in here, it's in Jesus Christ. That's where you will find God. And if you really want to meet him, find him in Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. And how do we meet Jesus? We meet him in the scriptures. We can look at his works. We can look at all that he did, and I think that's a great way to know who Jesus is. All the wonderful things he did, all the people he fed, all the people he healed. We read about it in today's bulletin that was provided for us. You can look at his teachings and all that he taught. And it says at the end of the book of John, it says, if you were to write everything down that Jesus did teach, you couldn't fit it all in the books. We just put it here in this little gospel, just what we could remember. And you could actually learn a lot about Jesus from his teachings, his works, his miracles, all the great miracles he did, from turning water into wine to raising a person from the dead. That's pretty awesome, what he did. But if you really want to know who God is, you're going to find him in Jesus. And if you really want to know who Jesus is, you will find him. You will find no better place to meet him than at his cross. That is where you can learn everything you need to know about Jesus, more than his teachings, more than his works, more than even his miracles. And so that is what Isaiah chapter 53 is all about. It is about what Jesus did on the cross. Not for his sake. Oh, no, no. It's for his Father's sake, the glory of his Father, but also for our sake. I just want to give you a little bit about the Bible. When you read your Bible, you're going to find something very peculiar about some things that are written in the Old Testament. What the Old Testament is written in is originally Hebrew. And in the Hebrew, what they like to do is they like to make parallels. And the teachers, they like to say things again and again and again. If you've listened to me for any period of time, you realize I repeat myself a lot. I often say the same thing. I repeat myself very often. And that's just what I do. From what I read from the Bible, it just gets into me. And so what you're going to find in verse 5 is that very principle. It's Isaiah. He's a master poet. He's a master of the Hebrew language. And what you'll see is this parallel, this 1, 2, 3. If you look at it with me in verse 5, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. 1, 2, 3. The same idea, the same message, the same word, all in three different ways to say it, but really it's just saying Jesus died for our sins. Jesus did the same thing. He repeated it in three ways. Give me one example. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. 1, 2, 3. And then he gives you one more punch just to get it in there. No one comes to the Father but through me. Isaiah does something similar. Look at the end of verse 5. By his wounds we are healed. By his wounds we are healed. By his hurt we find our healing. And I want to unpack that a little bit later on. But before I do that, I want to extrapolate. I want to just give you some more bit of word teaching from verse 6. This is very important. Verse 6 is the center of this chapter. Another thing that you'll find when you study the Bible, particularly Hebrew, is you'll find what's called a chiasm, an X pattern, where things meet in the middle. When you want to find the heart, the very center of what the man is trying to say, look at the very middle of what he's saying. So we have 12 verses. The middle of it is verse 6. Verse 6. And what does he say in verse 6? We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let me get right into that. It's a confession. It's a confession of God's people. It's two kinds of confession. The first confession is a general, universal confession of all who believe in Jesus. And that is, Lord Jesus, it's true. We all have sinned and fallen short of your glory. We all have done a rebellious act against you. I don't care how good I am, how good I look to people, how important my job position is, how much of a pillar I am in my community. It doesn't matter how often I've given to the church, how loud I've sung, or what instrument I've played. I am a sinner, Lord, and I need your salvation. We all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. But not just all of us. But it says, we all like sheep have gone astray and have gone our own way. It's not just I've gone everybody's way. I have turned my own way. I have myself sinned. And I am responsible myself for the destruction that I have caused, the hurt that I have caused. And we confess it to Jesus. We go to Jesus. We go to God with no excuses, with no lame, but you know, God, I was really busy. You know, God, and they really messed with me, and yeah, I know I messed up, but you don't know. I mean, I was in a hurry, and I was just not in a good place. You know, we don't do that. All of us have gone astray and turned our own way. No excuses. That is good confession. That's real confession. When we say sorry to somebody, we don't give an excuse. We just say, I'm sorry. And then what we do is go forward with it. We say, look, I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to try. Okay? From this point on, I'm going to think different. I'm going to try it differently. In Japanese, it's what we call hansei. Hansei means I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to repent. I'm going to do something better. It's not just saying I'm sorry, but it's going to say, from this point on, here's what I'm going to try to do. But it's going to be without excuse. Without excuse. That's real and true confession. And then it goes on, verse 6, has gone his own way. And let me zoom in on this one. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let me get to the cross now. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Charles Spurgeon translated it a little bit differently. He said, the Lord has caused to meet the sin of all the world unto him. This is the idea in Hebrew, is that if it's all the sins of everybody coming into one place. If you imagine the sky as bright as it is today, with black clouds just coming over the horizon from every direction, they start to cover the sun layer by layer, and it gets darker, and they start swirling and swirling around, just this thick, dark blackness, and they start coming together into this big swirling tornado, and finally, bam, comes right down onto the earth in this just big fat mess of blackness. That was the sin that God caused to meet on Jesus Christ. Jesus took all of that, all of the evil, all of the destruction that we have caused, and God has put it on to him. And then we look at another way to look at this scripture, has laid on him the iniquity of us all, has laid on him. It was laid on him, the burden of all of this, the weight of all of this. And where did Jesus meet it? He was met at his beating, at the crown of thorns, at the pulling of his beard, at the spitting in his face, at his ridicule. That's just the shell of it. That's just the outside of it. That's just the beginning of what he suffered. We're talking about the sin, the utter rebellion of everybody being laid upon him. And it came to the point where it was so heavy upon Jesus that he experienced something that he had never in all of eternity had experienced up until that point, when he is out on the cross and he's saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? And it is at that very moment where the God the Son, eternally begotten, has finally broken connection, broken community, broken everything that he had with God the Father, and he has been forsaken. Why? Because God can't look even at sin. God cannot even turn his countenance upon sin. God is not, because of his holiness. That is the weight that finally brought Jesus to the end. And it says that he breathed his last and he gave up his spirit, all at the cross. All so that what? So that what? Well, I'll get to that next week in Easter. Easter. Oh, Easter, I can't wait. I just want you to remember this on Friday. Okay? Just remember this on Friday, will you? Jesus took all of that on himself. And you know, I can't imagine the sin of all the world from the very first Adam until whoever is at the... I can't do that. I can just remember my sin. Even I can't do that. Okay? I look at my sin this week. Excuse me. This week. That's a lot already. And then this month, you pile that on this month, this year, what I'm going to sin in the future, what I've all done in the past, and we all have the past, excuse me, right? We can just open up a closet, and it's not just a little closet. It's a walk-in closet with whole shelves of sin all over the place. Jesus took it all, and God laid it all on him, the Bible says. Why? In verse 5, 1, 2, 3, for us, for us, for us. Us. And let me bring it home. Back in verse 5, the last punch that knocks us all out. By his wounds, we are healed. I want you to think of your wound. I want you to think of your hurt. Excuse me. You know what I'm talking about. You've been there. We are all human. We've been hurt either by our own self, by our own foolishness, our lack of wisdom, or by the foolishness of some other person who by their words, by their own hand, have destroyed our life, have just hurt us. By his wounds, we are healed. Jesus says this, if you will believe in me, I will set you free. I will set you free. He who believes in the Son will be made free. And he who's been set free will be truly free indeed. John chapter 8. By his wounds, he took that all on himself and he gave us the great exchange. Give me your hurt and I'm going to give you your healing. By his wounds, we are healed. By his suffering, we live. I want you to just grasp that for a minute. It hit me. I was reading a message, and first of all, I always preach to you, look, God doesn't punish you. And I believe that with all my heart. There's nothing in the Bible that says God will punish you if you are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because it's right there. Jesus took our punishment. The punishment that brought us peace was put upon him. Is God punishing me? Is God directly interrupting my life to bring me down and hurt me? Is God doing that to me? Is that why I'm experiencing this pain? No! The punishment that brings you peace was laid upon him at the cross. God does not punish you. I will stand by that. Because his wounds, by his wounds we are healed. That means you don't suffer for what you did in the past. You're going to suffer in order for God to bring you to holiness. You're going to suffer because he prunes. You're going to suffer because he sanctifies. That's called discipline. That's not called punishment. But anyways, you're healed. You're made whole. For those of you who are single and still feel like I'm not whole, I need one more person to make me whole. I'm a half a person. And when I meet that right person, I'm going to be whole. That's a lie. You are whole in Jesus Christ. And my prayer for every single person that I meet in these doors is I say, Lord Jesus, make him whole. Father God, make her whole in you. Make her healed. Make her whole. Because by his wounds, we are healed. Now, here, let me take this a step further, okay? Because this one really nailed me this week. Whew. Other people don't have to suffer because Jesus already suffered. He suffered for us, and we don't suffer anymore. We have joy that cannot be taken. Okay? But then there's a hurt that people bring upon us, and we feel responsible to them to hurt them back. I've been married with my wife going on 5 years. We'll be at 5 years in a couple of weeks. And we'll both admit, hey, if it's not for Jesus, we don't know where our marriage would be, right? For some of you, you could probably admit that with all honesty. Sometimes you wake up and you just, right? Oh, man. Thank you, Jesus, for being right there between us. Were it not for your grace. Where was I? Okay, So, that's what we do to each other. We hurt each other. And so we want to hurt each other back. But Jesus already suffered, not only for you, but for them. They don't have to suffer anymore. The grace that you got from Jesus, you can now give to them. And I've got a list of folks that need suffering because they suffered me. I can just check them off, and Jesus says, let me get that one for you. Let me take care of him for you. I did that right there for him. You don't have to do that anymore. You can forgive them. And Jesus said to himself, if you can't forgive them, don't expect God to forgive you. Right there, Matthew chapter 6. You read it yourself. Why? Because he suffered for them already. That's the good news. That's the gospel. That's by his wounds, we and everybody else around us can be healed. Amen? Amen. That's our message for today. Think about this on Friday and worship Jesus for taking your suffering. Worship Jesus for healing you and bringing you and making you whole. Let's pray. Would like you to just contemplate the cross for a minute. Would like you to contemplate all the sin of the world, but really just all your sin being put on Jesus. Would like you to offer up a prayer of thanksgiving. For those of you who do not know Jesus, who do not confess him as Lord and Savior, for those of you who will not call yourself a Christian, please, I implore you, I beg you, come to Jesus Christ. He will set you free. He will make you whole. He will forgive all your sins. Let me pray for you. Jesus, we come to you today and we ask, Lord, for you to help us remember your cross. Help us remember what you did on our behalf so that we can be healed. Lord Jesus, we ask for you to help us through this week to remember it, but Lord, I pray that you help us to remember it on Friday so that we can celebrate Holy Friday, the cross, the right way. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.